You've tuned into a podcast with me, Anupama Chopra. I do hope you enjoy listening to this conversation. Like I said, it is so nice to have you on Film Companion.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And I think we've got you at a very interesting juncture because last month you made your debut with the Archies. In a few weeks, you go to shoot with Sriram Raghavan. Yeah. What is the headspace right now?
Oh, it's great. I'm feeling, thank you for having me first of all. I'm feeling quite happy and excited to start the next one. But also grateful for the experience I had for my first film. Learned a lot and I'm just now excited to see what's next.
But with Sriram's film, Ikkis, right? You're playing against the formidable Jaydeep Pahlawat. You've got the iconic Dharamji, which is of course very different from being in a film with, you know, six actors your age, most of who were also debutants. Are you nervous?
I think I am nervous because they're such seniors, especially when you're opposite Dharamji and you're interacting with him. It's such a like surreal moment. But you know, I hope to learn a lot. You know, they're such great actors and great people. They treat, like, you know, welcomed me so warmly. I remember I went for Jaydeep sir's look test and he was so warm and he was just like, you know, looking forward to it. So I think there's already a warm vibe on set. I'll definitely go on set and watch their
watch
everything they're doing. Yeah.
You know, I texted Sriram and I said, why did he cast you? Okay. And he sent me a voice note that I'd like you to hear.
Really?
Yes.
When I first met him, he reminded me of Amitabh in South Hindustani. And films like Anand and so on, you know. So, and he's got a certain charm and, well, he looks the part also. And I'm looking forward to working with him. I mean, he's a guy who's refreshingly normal and no bells and whistles. And I have seen Archies and I loved the film and I loved his character and many other actors in the film. And so I know, okay, he's gone through the process of a film. Now I'm looking forward to diving in with him into the war epic, war subject. That's it.
How sweet. It's coming emotional. How sweet. No, it was a really crazy experience. I remember when, before I started Archies, you know, I went around introducing myself to a lot of people because, you know, I don't have social media. People don't know what I look like really. So I remember going to Dinu sir's office and I was waiting there and we had a chat. Said, hi sir, I'm Agastya. If you have any work, you know, we had a conversation and he said, okay, I'll be in touch.
This is Dinu?
Yeah, okay. Him. So he said, I'll be in touch. Huh. And I was like, okay, not expecting anything, you know, so soon. 2 days later, I got a call saying that, listen, I want you to come to my office. So I was like, oh, great. Like, this is really exciting. And I said, what is it for, if you don't mind me asking? He said, I can't tell you. So I said, okay. Who is it with? I can't tell you. So I said, okay. I said, then he sent me the time and I arrived. And I was sitting in that office really nervous because this is like just me fresh into this industry. And I'm sitting there in 10
You're
minutes.
You're sitting alone?
Alone in this like conference room and I don't know what to do. Should I have water? Is that a weird thing to do? Like, I didn't know what to do. So I was waiting and then 20-30 minutes passed and then Sriram Raghavan walks in. And I'm like, oh my God, Sriram Raghavan has come here. So then it was like, I figured out what the story was. It was with him. And I was like, this is great. Like, I was like, the story of Arun Khetrapal, to everything. So we chatted over like 1-2 weeks. As he said, he told me everything and I fell in love. It was great. But yeah, it was a cool experience.
And you went to Pune and you did these drills?
An army man's lifestyle, their discipline, their integrity. I'm a fan because I've gone to boarding school, so I've had like maybe 5% of what that life is like. But going to the regiment, the respect I have for my country and the army now is on another level. So the passion and the drive to do justice to them is through the roof. I really don't want to let them down because it's beautiful what they do for us and it's so selfless.
And of course, Arun Khetrapal was iconic war hero.
Yeah.
I mean, posthumously awarded the Paramveer Chakra. It's a big responsibility.
It's the biggest because I was in the regiment and then an officer came up to me and said, listen, in way harsher language, I'll tone it down. He just said, listen, don't mess it up. He said, don't mess it up. He's our hero and don't mess it up. So I said, oh God, I called mom. I said, mom, this is a bit more intense than I expected. Yeah, but it was a good experience.
When you decided to become an actor, Agastya, what was it? Because I saw somewhere you said that you had never thought you'd be an actor. You were going to be a businessman.
Yeah. So there's this really funny joke. It's a bad joke, but I keep cracking it. is that I had two options in life, because my father's a businessman in the agricultural like kind of zone, he'd farming equipment and all that. So my friends used to crack a joke, either it's tractor or actor for you, buddy. You have no in between. You choose your tractor or an actor. So initially I was working with my dad, and you know, I growing up saw the fire my dad has for his work. Like I saw,
he loves it.
Yeah. And it's so contagious that, you know, when I used to go to work, I used to feel so like excited. But I was like, I don't have that same fire for it that he does. Mm-hmm. And if I do this, it's irresponsible on my part. I don't want to ruin whatever he's created. I don't want to come across as the guy who's just there because his father has done a good job. So I had a long chat with him. I said, Dad, my only thing is, I don't know if I'll do justice to you. And I don't know if I love this as much. And there might be something out there that I really love. Mm-hmm. And I always liked cinema, but I think close to Archie's, I started loving it. And after the release, I started loving it more, because I was like, okay, so this is something I did purely from heart. You know, I didn't have, you know, I'm so grateful to have got this opportunity without having to do, you know, like acting school and all that. And I probably didn't deserve it, you know, but doing it, I just did it with all my heart. And I was like, okay, if I can do this with my heart now, if I add skill, I add craft, with time, this can become something that I really enjoy and I love. So I've just about started having fun with it. The first, you're so unaware, you're just doing everything that people are telling you to do. Now is where the fun starts, I feel.
So, but you moved from Delhi to Mumbai.
Yeah.
And with the sort of ambition that I'm now going to, the tractor is not my thing.
Yeah, the tractor.
Actor.
Yeah.
And tell me that story about going to someone's office.
So, I mean, this happens a lot, and I'm not trying to like say it's just funny stories. Then no one knew what I looked like, because again, sure, my mom was very protective. She said, Agastya, you have no right to be in the limelight. You've done nothing of your own. You go to Delhi. Anyways, I was born there. I went to school there. She said, you work, and the day if you want to do whatever, you have to earn it yourself. So naturally, I stayed away from all media, not that I even knew what was going on. So when I first came, people had maybe heard, okay, he's Amitabh Bachchan's grandson, but we have no idea what he looks like, okay? So as I said, I started going to meet people, introduce myself, and I went to this office, and I won't say the name of the office, obviously, and I'm sitting there, I got a 1 o'clock time to meet.
They'd given you the appointment.
Given. I've reached at 1. And it's 1:15, 1:30, 1:45. I'm like, what is going on here? And then these two people walk out saying, yeah, this Agastya is very badly mannered. He's not showed up on time. I said, sir, I'm Agastya over here. I've been sitting up for 45 minutes. They're like, oh, okay. The second one, which is even better, is I've gone to another office, and the security guy was a bit rude. He said, hey, idhara. I said, okay. I went there. He said, naam likh. I said, okay. And he said, package delivery time bata. I said, I've not come here to deliver a package. I've come to meet the director. He said, nahi nahi, jhoot mat bol. So it was, this happens quite a lot. The disadvantages of not having social media.
Yeah, I was going to say, did that yeah, ever help, like kind of push you in the direction of
maybe? Yeah, my ego was like, get that social media, put a close up of your face so they know, but I didn't.
Tell me, let's talk about the Archies, Agastya, yeah, right? This is a role you auditioned for.
Correct.
And you got.
Yeah.
You then spend 8 months in sort of boot camp of every, you know, there's acting workshops, there's skating, there's cycling. I read that you guys had a cinematography workshop to figure out and get comfortable around cameras. And then, you know, of course, you shoot the film. That marketing campaign was so massive. It was like, there were like, I don't know how many brands were involved.
I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, it was massive, right? Yeah. And then of course you have the premiere, which was again, like I think the sort of film event of the year. Mm. You haven't seen, like it was the whole film industry was there, right? It was just such a high. And then the film releases and your reports are mixed. Yeah. How did you process that?
So see, very honestly, I'd like to say like, I didn't know how to deal with it. Honestly, when you not prepped in this area, you don't know that many people have many opinions.
Yeah.
You know?
And especially now.
Yeah. And that's okay. You must have your opinion. I didn't know what was going on. You know, some people hated it. Some people liked it. Some people were indifferent to it, that's okay. It's no one made a film with bad intentions.
Sure.
We made it because we really loved it and we gave it our best. So it didn't, on some levels, didn't work, and that's okay. You know, it's my first try, and I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to get back up, try again for the second. If that doesn't work, then the third, then the fourth. But that, to get to that realization, took me some time. I think we all crave wanting to feel loved. You know, you want to feel validated. You want people to say that you're a good actor, that you're good at dancing, good looking. You want all these validating things. So when it doesn't come, it somewhere hurts you, but also motivates you. And I think I learned a lot in this past month, just about gratitude, that I was like, okay, may have not worked to the way we expected it, but I got a break. You know, I got to work with one of the finest directors.
Absolutely.
I made 6 lovely friends. I got brilliant exposure. I got to showcase myself on a huge platform. So I was grateful. It's okay. People would kill for this opportunity. I shouldn't sit here and feel like, oh, like low about it. I gave it my best, and I'll keep giving it my best.
Did you, because, you know, I think the difficulty now also is that that's so much of the, like, you can't get away from it. And of course, you're not on social media, which at a point like this is actually serves you well.
Yeah.
Because it got so shrill, and I thought you made for a very charming Archie's.
Thank
and there
so
were there were so many other critics who also praised your performance, the performance of your co-stars. But I think the shrillness of the negativity was seemed like a lot, you know, and you're very young.
Yeah.
But did you, or did the fact that you're not listening on social help you in any case, and you managed to kind of, because at some point it does impact, right? If you listen to it, it does hurt.
What I did was I just accepted all of it. I didn't fight it. I was like, there's this negativity, I have to accept it. You know, I don't want to sit and resist it and say, oh, you don't know what you're saying. Because they probably know what they're saying and some may not, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I just embraced all of it. The good, the bad, the ugly, everything. And I think after that, it was very refreshing, because I was like, nothing can hurt now, because like I've taken it all in. I've heard your negative things, I've heard your good things, and now I take what I find valuable from that lesson and I go to the next. So it was, you know, it was a lot. It was a lot. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be like I'm some strong person. There were moments where I really questioned, you know, did I make the right choice? You know, do I suck? You know, am I really that bad? And whether that's true or not, I still have to pick myself up and keep going, you know. It's a long journey, and I just have to keep trying. One day, you know, it'll be worth it, and I'm just, you know, work hard for that.
Yeah. You know, I know Abhishek also in the first few years had it very rough.
Yeah.
Of course, this was pre-social, so he didn't have it, like, it wasn't on your phone staring at you all day long. But I remember he said to me once that he would actually put up negative reviews, like, I don't know, on his cupboard or fridge or somewhere, so that it would kind of push him and prod him into just pushing himself more. And I remember he said that he would rewatch his films, make notes, and keep studying himself on how to get better. Is that something that sounds doable? 100%.
Everyone has to do it.
Yeah.
I think I don't put up negative things, because why keep reminding yourself of the negative? Be
aware
of it.
Yeah.
Don't be ignorant. But I think I did learn. I just watched the film and I was like, okay, now this is what's happened, and I have to watch and see where I can improve. Like any person will, in any field will do. And that's it. You have to take your, obviously when I look at it, I'm like, oh God, what was I doing there? Like, why did I say this? Why, you know, these things happen.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not putting any things on my wall up. That's a bit too dark.
But like you said, Agastya, Zoya is one of our finest directors, right? What did you learn? Your schooling is Zoya,
100%.
Right? What did you learn from her?
I think she's really passionate. You know, she does everything from start to finish. She's there. And I really relate to that. When I love something, I want to be 100% in. And I, you know, I saw the commitment she has to, whether it's the scripting, the dubbing, she's there for everything. And I think she just finds new things, new ways to invent herself, new things to try. And I find that really inspirational. Like how she can just you know, try something new, give it a shot. You know, you don't know whether success is guaranteed, but she'll try it.
Yeah.
And just the honesty. She taught me a lot of honesty. Because if you're, I believe, I don't know anything about acting because it's just my first film. But if I had to put one thing I learned is that honesty. You know, if you're honest to the lines you're saying, to the person in front of you, it'll take you a long way. And I learned that from her. That just say it with like you really mean it.
Yeah.
So that's what I learned.
You know, Janvi often says in her interviews that she actually uses all the criticism. Mm. And of course, the criticism is also built in because you come from a certain family, right? So she said that she always uses that to again push herself, fuel herself to work harder because she says, I feel like I've taken someone else's place.
Mm.
Someone who perhaps is much better than me but didn't have the same connections.
Yeah.
You know, do you feel that?
You know, see, that's my biggest thing that I'm so grateful for is because I grew up in Delhi. Mm. I got to see a very different side of, just a third person view into the industry.
Yeah.
Weirdly, even though I had
relatives. So your childhood was not like on sets and
no,
all of that?
Never.
Never.
I just like, so I grew up like, oh, there's a film industry. Like I didn't grow up saying I'm inside this.
Right.
So I had friends in school who wanted to be actors. And back then, like, they used to do like, you know, one scene, you know, those small roles and just for fun. And they're like, as we got older, some people took it more seriously and they're like, you know, we want to be actors. At that point, I was still in my tractor zone. So I didn't really know what was going on. But one friend of mine, you know, he shifted to Bombay and like we used to be in touch and he used to be like, listen, I don't know where to go. You know, where do I audition? Where do I, how do I meet people? Like I'm only being casted for such small roles. Mm. So when you hear things like this growing up, when you get a lead role on a Netflix platform like Netflix with Zoya Akhtar, you feel extremely grateful. You know, that you were considered straight for the lead role. And, you know, for the longest time, my biggest issue was I was really apologetic. I used to feel like I'm, like you said, Janvi feels is that I used to feel very apologetic about it. And I was like, you know, I need to go and I need to own the opportunity because if someone else, you know, had this opportunity, they'd take it, you know,
they'd
100%.
Kill for it, yeah.
And they would give it their best.
Yeah.
I have to give it my best, you know. And just having the friends I do, like none of my friends are really from the industry. I get to have a very, like a very grounded lifestyle in terms of what I hear, you know. I'm not just talking films. I'm, you know, they have different backgrounds. So that gives you a different look. I don't know how to explain. It's just, I had a lot of gratitude. And I know that, you know, it's a huge responsibility, but in a weird way, I don't take that responsibility in terms of following a legacy of, you know, trying to hold up the name because you have to create your own, you know. I am, you know, my father's son before anyone else, you know, and I'd rather just own that and be myself and see what comes of it. You know, people will say what they have to, and hopefully with work and time that I can slowly win their approval and love.
Is that why Sriram says there are no bells and whistles because you've grown up away from it?
Maybe. I don't know. And I'm not trying to say I've never knew about it. Like, of course. But the way my family has been is they don't bring work home. Mm-hmm. Like, my Nana never spoke about work at home. So I found it very normal. I thought, okay, he's like normal granddad. But I only realized when he came to annual day that, oh God, he is someone. Like, you know, it was so normal up until then. Like grandparents' day in school, we used to have these things, and like in Delhi, and you'd show up and everyone would go crazy. I was like, why are you going crazy? Like, I'm not getting this. But that's when I realized.
Yeah.
And then obviously when I started watching cinema, I was like, okay, he's kind of good at this, you know, like,
you know what I mean? He's all right.
He's doing a decent job.
Yeah. You know, Javed Saab said somewhere that he said to your mom that you're going to be a big star. And he said that because the Hindi film hero at this point is very much about sort of a very overt machismo, it's very high testosterone, and you kind of bring this masumiyat, is the word he used, to it. Which is so true, you know, there's a certain innocence about being 23, right? Do you want to kind of mostly lean into this, Agastya, or do you imagine yourself playing with darker material? I mean, you are working with Sriram next.
Yeah.
You know, and this might not be that film.
Yeah, it may not be the same vibe, but I think I don't want to be over smart and decide what I want to do, and I'll go with the flow because I think I've got, let the people I'm working with kind of decide what journey, like what kind of mold they want to put me in. It's very sweet of Javed Saab to say that. I don't think I was deserving of that compliment, but I think Archie's was that vibe. It was that young thing. Yeah. Let's see what happens with Ikkis. Let's see what happens ahead. But don't want to bottle myself down to one thing. Why not try everything? Maybe fail it all and come back to the same point. But let's see. Let's see where we can go.
So how do you? So like you're going into this next film. How are you pursuing other opportunities? Are you the person who will even now kind of pick up a phone and say, I want to work with you?
Yeah. So I don't have management or any.
You're not managed by anyone.
No, I'm not. I'm solo.
Why is that?
Gives you a lot of power over your own career. You know, I love being, like, for example, if I want to work with you, I would love to have an equation with you. You know, I would like to feel like you could pick up the phone, call me and say, listen, I want to meet you, and I'll happily do that. This is my one shot at this, and I want to be a part of everything. It's every phone call, every, you know, goof up. I enjoy it. So I don't like having, you know,
buffers.
Yeah, it's and I also think that, like, it reduces your relation. It takes away from the relationships you can have. When there are conversations you can't do it. I'm not that busy in my life. I'm like, I can pick up the phone and sort something out. It's not that hard. Yeah.
But you don't think eventually, like, you'll need people to.
So I'll cross that bridge when I get to it.
Abhi nahi chahiye.
Nahi, I'm okay. I'm doing one film at a time. I'm not some crafted actor. I think I need to take my time, spend time with the director, understand what they want, deliver that. Then move on to the next, like the next whatever. So right now I'm okay.
So right now, like I said, do you, of course you'll be workshopping or working towards playing the role in Ikkis. But otherwise, are you constantly doing acting workshops? Are you constantly trying to be a better actor?
100% you have to, because I feel like I've had a bit of a late start, because Archie's is when I really started learning how to act. So I think once you do one film, you realize, okay, there's some technicalities to it. There are things that you can polish, you can improve on. There's some things that you can't cheat. At the end of the day, you're saying lines and you have to mean them and you have to feel it. So there's certain things which you just have to keep the practice off. I'm trying to do that, you know. And mainly the technicalities is what threw me off in the beginning. Because you see it and it seems like, oh, they've just put the camera in 6 different locations. They've done the scene and they've gone home.
Yeah.
But no, you have to do it 1,000 times and repeat. So that's what I'm trying to get better at, is to learn the technical aspect.
And is your experience of being an actor in Hindi cinema anything what you had imagined when you were looking at it from the outside?
No. I was thinking tractor. I wasn't thinking actor.
But when you thought actor, then is it close to what you thought being an actor would be like?
No. I thought that everyone will give me hugs and kisses and love me, but I didn't know there was this hate thing that happens. I didn't know that people don't like you.
Walk in and say.
I thought it was so easy. You do a film, people will love you, you become a star. And I had a very
rosy picture.
Yeah, rosy picture. But first film reviews came out, I was like, boss, no, it's not like that. It's not like that at all. But
it's so nice that you are keeping a sort of a, you know, an upbeat.
Yeah, I don't.
Because what else is there?
See, at the end of the day, I have so much to be grateful for.
Yeah.
I can't sit and feel self-important and, you know, give this so much importance. I think everyone has to move on and you have to enjoy it. And I don't see my life as just as an actor, you know. I'm a human being. I'm a person who has equations beyond just films. Films is something I love and I'm pursuing as a job. But like I've seen maybe at home, is that my father leaves his job. When he comes home, it's done. It's left at work. And you continue with your normal life. So I think I'm doing it. I want to get better at it. I'm obsessed with it. But it's just a part of my life. It's not my whole life.
Yeah. You have to. I think that's the trick, is like figuring out how to keep that balance.
Yeah.
Because it's a very consuming business.
Yeah, there's so many things. If you're going for an event, you have to wear clothes, you have to do hair, makeup. Like, I didn't know all this. Like, no one had taught me this. You have to stand and you have to pose for the paps. Thank you very much. Next mark. I didn't know all this. How do you behave on a set? But it's just so much fun. You learn it. You know? Yeah, you do. But
you
good
do.
Experiences. Of this is my first interview. You know, it's
been all right.
It has been awesome. It's been awesome. But it's just a great experience.
No, I'm not so bad. So I'm going to end with something that actually Abhishek told me. I think it was like 5 years ago. Mm. So I did this interview with him and he had taken a break at that point and then come back with Manmarzia, right? And he said something that I just loved. Please, I want you to see that clip.
The first time I think it kind of got to me, I it's really weird. I think it was the 5th of September in 2004. Dhoom had come out a week before and was declared this big hit. It was my first out and out success. And not far from where we're sitting right now, the Marriott, Adi had kept a party. And we had this huge party. And when I walked through the lobby for the first time, people actually started running towards me. I wasn't used to that. I think that was my first brush with, if I dare say, stardom. And I went nuts that night, you know, having a lot of fun. And I remember very early in the morning when the party got over and, you know, we didn't have a car or anything. So from the Marriott to my house is a 5 minute walk. So I decided to walk and a very young Arjun Kapoor was with me, who was still an assistant and a dear friend of mine. And Aisha Deol was one of my colleagues in the film. And we walked from the Marriott to my house. During that walk, you know, Mumbai was waking up and I was this rock star, you know. I've given my hit and I've arrived, you know. I was like, yeah, I had the swag, you know, chest was out. People were stopping their cars, coming out, asking for autographs. Those days, you know, camera phones were just about coming in, so that wasn't really the trend. And people are stopping and waving out and screaming. I just felt like, dude.
King of the world.
Move aside, you know. I am here. And I remember I walked into my house through the gate, saw the other two off, sent them away in my car. And I was just like, this is what it means, you know. This is what I was looking for all these years. I ring the doorbell, say they're going to open the door. I'm going to go to bed now like a king. And my dad opened the door. And he said, ah, beta aage. And I said, Amitabh Bachchan. Deflated right there. Like, that's God. You're nothing, man. You know, so I came home to that. I come home to these guys, you know, and they're completely normal. He came out in his nightgown with his glasses and he's reading the papers. He's like, oh, you're home? I'm like, oh, okay. That's greatness. You're nothing. So, you know, you get a reality check.
I love this story. Yeah, yeah. I just love it.
He's a funny storyteller.
He's a great storyteller. Yeah. But I guess, so in a sense, and this is counterintuitive, that because you come from, as you said, a place of privilege, but because you also come from a family of the legend, does it in fact, in a sense, make you more grounded? Because look at him.
Yeah. No, I think it's a lot of lessons come from there. Like, my mom, I think, is the biggest grounding factor. Not even my granddad, it's my mother.
In what way?
In every way. She'll take my case. Like, you know, so there's like, I'm very underground. It's not even, she puts it. So there's no sense of.
Vicky Kaushal had told me this. He's saying, "Jab ghar pe mother troll karti hai, to phir koi aur kya karega?"
I told my mom, I said, "These trolls have nothing on you. They have nothing on you."
But I love it. What does she do?
She takes my case.
She puts it.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
The
she's
place.
Like, "Listen, you don't think you're something great. You're not doing anyone a service. You do your work. Work hard. That's it." Like, that's what I grew up around her, just telling me that. Listen, you have to earn your own, you know, place. So I grew up around this mother of mine who taught me so much. So she keeps me grounded. And of course, my granddad, he's looking at him, you're like, you know, wow, he's achieved so much. But I don't see him as Amitabh Bachchan, the superstar. I genuinely see him as my Nana. And no matter how many fans who come and mob him, I always just see my Nana in him. It's just a weird thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, but actually more, I want to add one more thing is my Mamu has genuinely been like my hero growing up. I think people forget, and wherever I see interviews or I see people talking, they kind of forget our generation. Forget that we grew up with like a completely different, like we grew up on Dhoom.
Right.
You know, watching Dhoom, watching like Houseful, Welcome, these are my personal
sure.
favorites. You know, these are our films. Yeah, and like no yeah. one ever talks about them. But like my Mamu was my hero. Like I saw him in Dhoom, I was like, oh my God, those bikes. Like everyone, till date, if someone sits on a bike, they go, it's a thing that our generation does.
Yeah.
And like Welcome, I remember was a craze. I went mad seeing that film. There was so like, and Guru.
Yeah.
So growing up,
he was so good in that.
Yeah. So like my Nana was a generation
ahead. Yes.
Ahead.
Of course.
So I never grew up watching him. I grew up watching my Mamu. Like that's, so I was a bigger fan of his.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And still am.
And do you I know Jayaji has a rule that on the dining table there's no conversation about film and work, but are there conversations that you might have with Abhishek about, you know, how do you navigate a very tough business?
So luckily, my Mamu loves giving gyan. It's his favorite thing.
Meaning I love it.
About anything. He can give you gyan about the paint on this wall. He can give you gyan about the plant you have outside. Anything he will give you gyan about. So I just
it's unsolicited.
Yeah, I just have to sit here, wait, and it'll come. It'll automatically start coming. But it is helpful, and you have to listen to him and take what, you know,
is what useful. Works for you. Yeah.
But loves giving gyan. Most. Others, they're like, you know, you carve your own path, you know, Agastya, do this by yourself and you find your own flaws. You know, right. They're more like that. Mom was like, come here, I'll tell you everything. he's the opposite. Yeah.
So what are you right now looking most forward to?
In life or as an actor, as a movie?
As an actor?
As an actor, I'm looking forward to Ikkis. I'm very grateful that they took me for this film. I have a huge responsibility in front of me. I think more than even Archie's, it's because you're playing a real life, you know, a hero. So I'm really excited to take on that. And I want to give it my best and I want to make the Indian Army proud. That's my goal for 2024. And in 2025, I guess we'll find out. So let's see.
We'll do another one.
Yes. Post-Ikkis.
Post-Ikkis.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a great first time. And I love your work. I want to say it before we cut. I love your work and I love seeing all your interviews. You're always laughing. It really, you know, puts the other person at ease.
Yeah. Except my producer says, can you laugh quietly? Because then
you get too loud.
I get so loud that the poor sound record is kai kaan bach jate.
You were great. Thank you so much.
See, I had to let go. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews, and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.